Lady Lamb the Beekeeper is the whimsical stage name of a young musician, Ali Spaltro. Spaltro's from the small town of Brunswick, Maine. Her new record, After, is out today. And even though she's still using a stage name, Spaltro is becoming comfortable sharing more of herself. Here's NPR's Maggie Penman.
Ali Spaltro was 18 when she first started recording her music in the basement of the video rental store where she worked. She had a deal with her boss. After she closed up shop at 11 p.m., she was free to stay all night, using the space as her recording studio.
I was given the freedom back then to be as loud as I wanted to be late at night, starting from 11 p.m. till 5 in the morning.
And gravity's a palm pushing down on your head like the devil's got a paw dug in the shop.
Spaltro says she's naturally an introverted person, but this time she spent being loud ended up shaping the sound of her music.
That gave me the power to really express myself that I don't think I would have, my music would have turned out the same if I'd been writing songs in a bedroom.
As she started to put some recordings together, she wanted to share them. And there was this record store next door.
I really wanted to put these recordings for free on the counter, but didn't want them to be traced back to the girl at the video store next door.
And that's when she came up with this strange moniker, Lady Lamb the Beekeeper. She'd been keeping a notebook by her bed to write down lyrics that came to her as she was falling asleep. And this phrase appeared almost literally in a dream.
Basically, Lady Lamb the Beekeeper was written in really messy cursive in my notebook when I woke up.
It isn't totally surprising to learn that Lady Lamb writes some of her lyrics while she's half asleep. Her songs have this dreamy, ethereal quality. She makes connections that seem sort of subconscious.
Realizing we're both afraid of the notion of having our brains be in the body of a whale in the ocean deep, where the light don't.
But the surreal images on this new album are interspersed with something less opaque. Because it's not just that Lady Lamb is less worried about people knowing she's that girl from the video store. She's also getting more comfortable with telling them who that person is.
I really wanted to make a conscious effort in this record to be more open, to make something that was more about myself and my life and my family and my fears and loves, rather than my last work, which was more about what I wanted from others, you know, that I couldn't have.
Funny how a good thing opens your eyes, makes you feel the branches leads you to the pine.
If growing up is an exercise in setting yourself apart from the place where you came from, Ali Spaltro seems to be starting to find her way back.
Funny still how infatuation shirts you all up as it makes you a deadbeat son of a gun.
Maggie Penman, NPR News.
Honey, but I do know where I come from.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
And honey, I know